Welcome back to Two Gals in a Glass Half Full. Today, I am really excited about our guest and our topic. If you're interested in more holistic medicine, Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, you're going to want to stay tuned. But before we get started, Dr. Jess, what is in your glass?
So I am working on some kombucha that I made. So I've recently gotten back into I'm trying to get more probiotics into my diet. So I got a SCOBY from one of my neighbors, and it's like I'm really enjoying making kombucha. I took a break for a couple of years, but now I'm back to it. So Dr. Bobby, what's in your glass?
I'm jealous. I love kombucha. I've never made my own. I feel like that's something I need to try.
It's not hard. It really isn't.
Well, I just have water. Water in my namaste yoga glass, so cheer
I
up.
like it. Awesome. And so with us today, we've got a special guest. This is Dr. Sarah. And so before you introduce yourself, Dr. Sarah, and tell us about you, what's in your glass?
Well, in my glass, I have coconut water. Sometimes I'll make a little mojito with squeezing some lime juice in it as well. But today, it's just regular coconut water.
I love it. Coconut water in the summer keeps my blood pressure high enough because I sweat so much that my blood pressure will drop. And so it's like that is a staple for me when it's hot out. It
Oh,
helps a
yeah.
lot.
I know there's so much benefits of it, and I have like tried to like drink it. Maybe one day I'll like it because I used to not like tea, and I've gotten myself to like tea now. So maybe one day I'll get to coconut water, but it is just not on my list of. I want to like it because I know it's so good for you. Yeah, maybe the mojito option.
I was gonna say that
That might
sounds
be a good
good.
option
Yes,
to
that
try.
does sound good.
And drink it really cold. It helps. You don't get as much of that, like, there's a little bit of a flavor to it that is, you just got to get used to. So just like anything, like, once you introduce it a number of times, you start kind of getting a little bit more used to it. So anyway, so Dr. Sarah, tell us a little bit about you.
Me, I'm a naturopathic physician and a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist. So I've got a practice actually very close to Dr. Bobby. We were just kind of discussing that, what it's like to live in Naperville. I see a lot of patients for functional medicine, nutrition, as well as traditional Chinese medicine. So a lot of patients will come in with hormonal issues or gastrointestinal issues or just wanting to better their health overall, cardiometabolic health, mental emotional health, you name it.
I love
That's
that. I love that overarching, like, we're not just going to look at you as like a disease. We're going to look at you as a human that needs to function in life. And heaven forbid you're preventative before you have disease. Like, just kind of
Exactly.
improve health. What? What?
Well, and we were talking about like today, those things are considered alternative medicine, when in reality, they were here before. Like they are more of the traditional, they were here before we created man-made drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So not everybody might really have a good understanding of naturopathic medicine. So, like, what, how does that differ than conventional medicine?
Oh, well, I'd say one of the main differences is the way that we look at patients, as you guys had mentioned before. I'd say in conventional medicine, there's much more of a focus on you have this disease. We're going to treat this disease with a certain medicine that's been approved by the CDC. But in naturopathic medicine, we really look at the whole person. And when somebody has symptoms, we view that as a indication that there's some sort of imbalance in the body. So that could be an imbalance of different organs and systems that are not functioning optimally. It could be a dysfunction in one of the building blocks of health, such as a diet, nutrition, hydration, stress. Or structural issues. So that's really, instead of treating diseases, we really try to treat people. And so our treatments are much more comprehensive, I would say, and much more individualized to the person.
And when I listen to that, what I hear is like, you're actually, okay, a lot of times in conventional med, you have high blood pressure, here's a medicine to take your blood pressure down. Whereas it sounds like from in your perspective, you're going to be like, okay, I have high blood pressure. how can we fix the blood pressure issue of being high? So looking at diet, looking at exercise, like how can we naturally bring this back down so you're at a healthy level without just handing you medicine? It's actually kind of finding the cause, the root cause of the problem versus just covering, masking. Here's a band-aid. Here you go.
So yeah, exactly, Dr. Bobby. I think you hit on a really good point. It's more looking like instead of saying, okay, you have high blood pressure, because unfortunately in natural medicine, sometimes we can practice green allopathy too, just where it's, well, it's this herb for high blood pressure, this herb for diabetes. But also it's really important to look at the factors that might be contributing to that person having high blood pressure. So could there be a genetic component? Could stress be playing a huge role in it? Could there be a dietary trigger that's elevating the blood pressure? And so in many ways, it's kind of one of the reasons I'm really excited and passionate about naturopathic medicine is it's kind of like being a detective and trying to find all the different factors that could be contributing to each individual's picture of health.
That's
Absolutely.
right up Dr. Jess's alley. She
Oh, yeah.
loves diagnostics.
Yeah. 100%. That's like, you're like, I'm drinking that Kool-Aid. Like, it's one of those things where when you can truly understand, like, the root cause or multiple root causes, it the whole picture just starts to line up. Like, I've got someone right now who she's like, she came in bilateral adhesive capsulitis, which is frozen shoulder, right? So, like, I mean, what kind of bad luck is that, right? Like, oh, boom, what? You start digging a little bit deeper, and it's like, well, no, I don't sleep well. I've never slept well. And oh, I've got these big triggering life events that have just happened, major stress levels, right? And I've got postural dysfunction. And I've got a desk job where I'm going to be like more internally rotated, things like that, which impinges on the shoulder. So it's like you've got this combination of things where it's like, okay, well, like, if you really take a step back and really consider, what are all the things in your life that are inflammatory in nature? And then, like, obviously, like some of the stuff, it's like, if it's, let's say some sort of specific diet or, things that are difficult with that, then yeah, we'll refer out for that kind of stuff. Maybe let's talk with functional medicine, maybe do some sort of stool sample testing, see what's going on with your biome. And then, like, now it doesn't necessarily feel so like, how did this strike out of the sky and attack me? It's like your system is not in balance. Like, it is really out of balance for something so like inflammatory in nature to be like boom, boom, hitting both sides at once, she was just like, oh, so like that's why the cortisone shot just didn't work. It's like, it's not going to get your system back in balance, right? It's very like pinpoint, and it didn't work, and it didn't work the second time, nor did it work the third time. So at this point, I think let's just, what if we kind of look at the different lens? But that's where like the diagnostics that includes that subjective feedback, right? So how are you sleeping? How are you eating? What does your day-to-day look like? All of that plays a role. And so anytime I can work with a provider that appreciates that, right, which is typically going to be more naturopathic, functional medicine, then it's like we're all kind of speaking the same kind of language. And it's so great when we work together, because then you can actually get progress with people that with traditional Western medicine have not gotten results or relief. To get that balance back. So.
Absolutely. And kind of creating a community where we can support each other and support the patients, refer to different experts within our community, and just kind of really make the society a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were talking about Chinese medicine too. So, because I was hearing like a couple of different things. So, how does Chinese medicine kind of play into your mix?
I would say Chinese medicine is very similar. It definitely has a lot of overlap with naturopathic and functional medicine because traditional Chinese medicine is also based on the philosophy that our body as a whole is connected. So there's a lot of overlap, for example, between the digestive system and the different emotions like worry and fear, the detoxification system leading to emotions like anger. And so every time I see a patient for traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture or herbs from more of a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, because I'm trained in both Western and Eastern herbology, it's really, again, looking at the whole person. When, for example, patients tend to go through a questionnaire, they'll kind of find it interesting then asking them about their digestive system, even if they came in for shoulder pain, for example. Well, why are you asking me about that? Well, because it's all connected, and gut health can be related to different inflammatory effect factors that can affect pain perception in your body. Or, like you're mentioning, asking about sleep, stress levels, all those things can play a role. And traditional Chinese medicine really recognizes and addresses that. Another interesting thing that's done in traditional Chinese medicine that's not really done in other types of medicines is that the practitioner will they will feel the pulse, and they will take a look at the patient's tongue. And there's about 26 different pulses. So I'm not talking about just speed or whether it's weak or strong. There's actually 26 different qualities of pulses that you can feel for. It does take a little bit of time to learn, and that can have different indications for the way that the different organs in the body are functioning, or whether there's too much heat, or whether there's too much dryness, or whether there's too much dampness or phlegm. And based on those pulses and the tongue, which can show similar information, and of course the health history, the acupuncturist or Chinese medicine practitioner would create a very specific point prescription. And if they do herbs and herbal medicine prescription, that it would address those specific imbalances that were discovered.
I love
Yeah,
it. Like,
it's so cool because, we take pulses all the time, but it's like, oh, it's irregular. But like to us, it's just like, okay, it's irregular, or you're within the 60 to 100, or things like that. Like, can't say I would be able to pick out the 26 different,
But you
that
could
you.
probably learn.
Right, I learned, but like I just didn't even know,
Yeah, no, I had no idea about like looking at the tongue either. And it's like one of those things when someone's like, can I see your tongue? And you're like, why? Like, but like understanding the amount of information that you can get just from something that is seemingly doesn't give you that much. That I think shows the quality of the training that you have to go through and the quantity of the training. So just that, like, that's legit. I mean, like, you're not talking about somebody that like has done, like a little certificate program. I mean, this has got to be significant training for Eastern and Western to be able to do both of those. I mean, that's really cool. I mean, like, so what does that training look like? Like, how did you go into that path?
Well, it's very interesting. My undergrad actually was completely non-health related. I actually was a sociology major and a music minor, so completely different. I never thought that I was gonna be involved with healthcare. I did know that I was passionate about nutrition because my grandfather was in the natural health industry, and my mom was a labor and delivery nurse. So I grew up definitely knowing about natural medicine and being interested in it, but never did I think I'm gonna go into healthcare one day. And it was actually after I got out of when I finished my undergrad and was out working in the real world, that and I experienced some health issues of my own that natural medicine helped with, that I got really passionate about wanting to go back to school. And again, I never thought that I was going to be able to get a doctorate degree, but I started with my master's of acupuncture. Herbs were included with that. And I added the doctorate of naturopathic medicine halfway through because I was doing really well. And I thought about either doing that or traditional medicine school. And it just seemed that the naturopathic medicine program aligned more with who I was and kind of the results I'd had with my own health conditions and my own family background. And that's what really got me to go back and pursue that education. I would say I probably spent about 6 to 7 years in total post-grad, combined with the two, but thankfully was able to get some of it overlapped together. And I'm not planning to go back to school anytime soon. Perfectly happy where I am right now.
I finished a fellowship and I recently was like, I'm never doing
We say that now, but who knows what the future
Exactly.
holds?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we get bored, and so we add on diagnostic ultrasound. And so it's like, yeah, not bored, but it's just like you see that next thing, and you're like, oh, I need to understand this more. So
Yeah.
it is weird.
And sorry, go
I
ahead.
was gonna say it's all because you want to be a better practitioner. You want to be able to help the patients more. And the more that we learn, the more that we know, maybe we don't have to be experts in it, but if we know to then refer, we can help whoever we're working with even more. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you ladies kind of feel the same way, but just there's always new research coming out. There's always new diagnostics and treatment options that are coming out. So, and especially, since we have to get continuing education anyways, I feel like in holistic medicine, there's always just this passion to learn more and grow.
And you just every time you learn about something new, you're like, oh wow, this is going to relate to this person. It could have related to that person. And it just you constantly get excited about learning new things instead of it being like, well, this is how I've always done it, so that's how it's going to be. Like, ugh,
We've
that's
all
awful.
ran into those people. We've
Ugh.
all
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
you're just like, okay, moving on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as like, seeing the benefits, right? So with your patients, like what kind of like journeys do you typically see? Like, do they kind of come in as like I get this is gonna work for me, or is it like, I don't know, someone like mentioned it and maybe I don't, like what's that like, how does that journey of like getting into something that's different than traditional Western medicine?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we'll probably you ladies see this a lot in your practice too, but some patients will come in, they're just all in. They're very, very open-minded. They're ready to make changes in their diet. They're ready to try herbs. They're ready to try acupuncture, and they're just very, very open to it all. Other people, I find it takes a little bit getting their feet a little bit wet and then kind of just generally progressing. So it could be that it's their first time trying any type of non-traditional, well, I shouldn't say non-traditional because it is traditional medicine, but I guess something different than conventional medicine. And so they might be trying acupuncture for the first time, or they might just want a nutrition consult or get their blood work done. I feel like in those cases, and I would say that's probably the vast majority of patients. I don't know if you ladies feel the same way, but it's very much about, well, we're going to try this one thing. And a lot of times, patients will find that they really enjoy it. They feel very relaxed. They experience benefit from it. And then they're willing and open to trying other things.
I think so. Dr. Jess and I, we kind of have right now, we have two different patient populations that we see. So, a lot of my patients have to come. So, they're more on those lines of like, all right, this is my checkbox of like, I'm doing this, I have to come. But it's fun to see their transition through that time. And then, a lot of times when they're leaving me, they're like, man, like I wish I could continue to come, so it's fun to see their transitions. And I'm sure Dr. Jess, you have some of those patients, but then she also does cash base. So she has people that have skin in the game and
So, and
work
it's like a lot of word of mouth as well. So it's kind of helpful because you've got that when somebody else has like vouched for you, right? Like
with them.
you have to go there because she's different and she'll tell you the truth of like, yes, I can help, or no, I can't. Because I'll tell you, like, no, we got red flags. No, we got to test for that stuff. I don't want you having some sort of spinal cord injury because, we've got some crazy stuff going on. Or, like we cleared all your red flags. Like, yeah, this is just biomechanics and you've got like a lot of things that we need to clean up. So it's like, it's one of two evaluations, but either way, we're going to come down to like, yes or no right now. Are we going to get treated?
No
And
dancing around the bush.
exactly. And pretty quickly try and bring team members in that need to be part of this plan of care. Because I know for sure if we've got some significant mental health issues going on, and chronic pain, Well, we like there's more to this trauma than just musculoskeletal injury, right? So we're going to bring somebody in. Like if we've got all sorts of just inflammation all over the place, we're going to start bringing in that functional medicine and say, okay, like your system is just all out of whack. Like so, you know, it's like there is just more here to more systems. I treat musculoskeletal neuromuscular systems. But then, what are other systems that are not checking our boxes of like in, you know, more or less, is it going well? Right? Those give you these screening questions to ask. And, you know, like, do you go to the bathroom on a regular basis? Like, is it hard? Like, do you get constipated on a regular basis? Do you get bloated? Like, are you sleeping well? Meaning consecutive REM cycles, not in bed for 8 hours, but if you're waking up all of the time, then you're not getting REM cycles. So we know that that immune system isn't going to be functioning well. You're not going to be detoxifying very well. So what's going on there? So it's that part of it is just so, for me, fun because like you said, it's like you're a detective trying to figure out, obviously something is not in balance. It could just be one thing or it could be a lot of things. And many times it's a lot of things.
Many times it is.
It's you know, by the time someone's coming to see me, it's not an ankle sprain, is what I'll tell you. It's been going on for a while, and at this point in time, they've had some experiences where it hasn't gone well, and so it's like, okay, like I'm not gonna waste your time. Like we're gonna go. I'm gonna tell you real straight. You might not like that. That's okay. I'm still gonna tell you in a nice way. So. Yeah, so you can be nice about it. Yeah. So as far as seeking that balance, right? So what are ways that from your perspective that like us in our modern times, like what are ways that we can just try and seek that balance in our health?
Well, that's another great question. As you kind of mentioned, Dr. Jess, I feel like in our modern day society, there's just so many more toxins and exposures that we have to deal with as compared to our ancestors did. In terms of there's so many chemical exposures, so many pesticides, pollutants, persistent organic pollutants. EMF exposure as well. All these things can cause cellular damage and can lead to inflammation, dysfunctional immune fu function, gastrointestinal dysfunction. And so, in terms of seeking balance, I think, well, Dr. Bobby would agree with me on this. Starting small is very important. So, making small changes that are going to be long, be able to be, how would you say, maintainable. So I could say that I'm going to go all ketogenic and I'm never going to eat a piece of cake again. That would probably not be very realistic, but I think starting with small steps, like you were saying, Dr. Jess, if there was probably one to two different things, definitely improving our sleep and making sure that we're having good sleep routines before we go to sleep each night. Surprisingly, just small changes with that can greatly increase the amount of slow wave sleep cycles that we're getting, which that can help the whole inflammatory cycle. I would say eating less processed foods, if that's one simple change that can be done, switching from eating foods that you can get from the center of the grocery store to the outer perimeters. Maybe going and visiting your local farmers market to see what foods they have there. Actually, there's more and more research that shows that foods that are grown in a biodynamic fashion, organic and from soil that is rich and has not been used or dried up, that is going to have actually a far greater phytonutrient content, a far greater content of flavonoids and antioxidants that are cancer protective and anti-inflammatory and actually higher in prebiotic content, so gut healthy as well. Than conventional foods that you can buy at the grocery store. So I think just small, and then of course, in terms of our lifestyle, making sure that we're balancing our activities with yang and yin activities. So we're in a very work dominant culture where we've become very addicted to working around the clock and not really taking time for ourselves. So scheduling in time, we're all pointing to ourselves. Scheduling in that time for a vitamin R. Vitamin R is a very important quote unquote nutrient that is talked about frequently in traditional naturopathic medicine. And vitamin R stands for rest, rejuvenation, and rest, rejuvenation. And what was the third? Oh my goodness. It'll come back to me.
I was gonna
Rest and rejuvenation.
say,
Also vitamin F, fun. So those are things that we tend to be very lacking in our society, and all those things can actually help our bodies heal.
So one I know I'll before Dr. Jess speaks, because when you start talking about soil, she has gone off the deep end on soil. But before she tells you about soil, Dr. Jess actually introduced me to my first farmers market,
Oh,
because I
great.
think they're very different down in Florida when I went to school versus here.
Okay.
Here, I feel like they're much more, I don't know, uppity, more expensive, whereas there, like the farmers market was much cheaper, like
Oh,
to go
great.
get, like, yeah, it was nice. And so I will never forget the day she, one of the days she took me to the farmers market. And I got home and I made a salad and it was terrible. So I called my mom and I said, "There's salad down here." It's my first time living in Florida. Long story short, I accidentally got collard greens and was eating collard greens raw.
Oh no, collard greens. We're in the South, like everyone knows you gotta cook collard.
Collard greens up here. I didn't know. Looking like
Right.
lettuce, like it came like
Yeah.
lettuce.
They look very similar.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what Dr. Bobby was talking about, because I talk her ear off about soil, because because I'm
Both
like,
love
so
the
well, I'm way into my garden. Obviously, I do it with my kids. And when you talk about the R, vitamin R, that's like my vitamin R is in the garden. And so like I go through these like phases in my gardening journey. Right now I'm in a soil phase. So I'm
garden.
like so like eating up that information. And it's like I'm like, oh my gosh, the soil is like the microbiome for the plants, just like ours is for our guts. Bobby, did you know this? Oh my gosh, you're just reading. She's like, oh, are you still talking about soil? I'm like, I never stopped talking about soil. I was on soil the last 15 minutes. Because it's like, it's crazy. Plants are so much more intense than what we ever realized. And it's that symbiotic relationship between us and plants is amazing. And so how our health benefits and how we can help benefit those plants, it's really, really cool. I love it so much. And if it's okay with you, I'm gonna kind of steal that vitamin R, vitamin F.
Sounds
I have not heard that before, but like we both, everybody needs vitamin R and vitamin F. So like,
Absolutely.
oh yeah, like you need to be silly, you need to be fun. Like, yeah, sing with the windows down. Like,
Going to karaoke and making an interesting spectacle of yourself,
yeah.
ourselves.
Yeah, that's our morning affirmations on the way to school. Like, we do
Yeah.
affirmations, then we turn up the radio and then like, we sing to like sing-alongs. Like, absolutely. And then, get serious, get to work, let's go. But try and have fun while doing it too. We try.
And maybe some people need more yang activities too, because sometimes we can also get really focused on why I haven't moved in a long time, I haven't exercised in a while. So sometimes that extra yang, that extra movement can also bring a lot of benefits to our health as well.
So much. Oh, movement's like the number one thing you can do to like prolong your life. Like literally, like it just benefits you in so many ways. Every system of your body benefits from movement. I get on a soapbox about movement. I love it. But anyway, so Dr. Sarah, if anybody wants to, I don't know, learn more about you and maybe work with you, like where would they go?
I already asked. I was like, okay, I think I need to come see you.
Well, so definitely the webpage, www.wholeheartednaturopathic.com. So looking at the whole person wholeheartedly. And of course, I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and you can schedule online. You can request a free 15-minute consult. And I believe I offered, was it
I think
25%
so.
off?
I see 25%. Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Off a first visit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. And we're going to
Now,
tag all of that information in our episode description. So all of those will be clickable links. Okay.
And
Yeah.
then, do you only do in person? Do you do any virtual as well?
I do telemedicine
Okay.
nationwide. So anyone,
Perfect.
even in Florida, can also hop onto a telemedicine consult. Yeah. Awesome. I
But
like it.
no telemedicine for acupuncture. You have to be in person for that.
Yeah,
That would be a little challenging.
awesome. Well, Dr. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. Like, I really enjoy your perspective, and I like that balance between like being able to look at things from a lot of different perspectives and then combine that into a comprehensive approach. Like, that's awesome. And obviously, you're on one of my favorite lists because you mentioned soil. So, like, anyway, like, I mean, I'm drinking that Kool-Aid, so, well, I'm drinking that kombucha.
That's right. Oh my gosh, we
Yeah.
have to talk about this more sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probiotics, gotta love it, right? So good. It's like eating your microgreens. I mean, it's side planks. They're just all good for you. Like,
Yeah, sprouty. Burpees. Add burpees
burpees. And
into there.
burpees, I mean, this list of like things that are just good for you know?
Biohack list, right?
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, stay tuned to what we have coming up next week for something fun, exciting, and hopefully you walk away learning something that where you can take little tidbits and say, hey, like I'm gonna grab that and run with it. So hopefully you learned a couple things. I know I did. Vitamin R.
Yes.